Coast 104.5, you are up and at 'em in the morning. Thanks for hanging out. We've had a few of the Real Housewives on the show before, thinking of Ramona.
Hi, this is Ramona Singer from Real Housewives of New York City, and you're listening to Up and at 'em in the morning.
Did we have Sonia?
This is Sonia Morgan from the Real Housewives of New York City, and I'm up and at 'em in the morning.
And I know we are keeping it with New York because we got Dorinda on, but we did have from Jersey, Teresa Giudice.
Okay, this is Teresa Giudice, and you're watching, tell me again, Adam on the Real?
Mm-hmm. Dorinda Medley, Real Housewives of New York City. Got a brand new book. I'm curious if she's coming back on the show because I've heard literally, yes, she is, no, she's not, yes, she is, no, she's not. But have you ever been out here to the Central Coast or familiar with this area at all, Dorinda?
You know, I don't really know California because I lived in London so long that I just always have gone that way from the East Coast. I've never gone to the West. And the few times I've been there with the show, I loved it. It's just such a different, it's amazing how it's so different than the East Coast. Like, you, people say that, but until you experience it, it's so different than the East Coast.
You know, it's funny because my girlfriend Dorinda's from Maine. You're totally right. And from someone her, now, you know, she's lived here 7 years on the West Coast, and she's like, oh my God, it is so different.
Well, it's a rhythm. The rhythm is totally different. I mean, especially being a New Yorker, which is a entity in itself. I mean, there's sort of the U.S. and then there's New York City, right? That is such a pace that we've gotten so used to. And we move at such a speed. And it's very pedestrian. So you're always on the street. You're always interacting. And you're always hands-on. You know, it's just so different where there's definitely a sudden mellowness when you land in L.A. People just are a little bit slower and they're very health-oriented. And the weather and the air and the drives to places. You know, we don't have that. I mean, I'm always in an just putting my makeup on, trying to be quick before I get to the restaurant. You know, there's
right.
I love it. It's a pace that I love, but boy, it's different.
Hey, I'm excited to have you on to talk about the memoir, Make It Nice.
Thank you.
Sometimes we do this because, you know, we want the final word. We want the definitive word. What was the reason that you wanted to make a memoir and right now?
Well, I think it was the time, right? I was put on pause. We were in the middle of the pandemic. I was back at Bluestone Manor. And I've just been, you know, I finally just realized I got this opportunity from Simon & Schuster. I couldn't believe it. Everything sort of fell into place. It was very kismet. And I thought, why not? Like, how did I get here? You know, because I grew up in Great Barrington, and here I was back in Great Barrington, going through big photo albums with my parents, having that time to sit with them and talk, going through my marriage albums, you know, because I've been married twice. And I was like, how did I go all the way around the world and get back here? And it started to look at myself as Dorinda, you know, the daughter, Dorinda, the young girl, Dorinda being married for the first time, Dorinda. And I was like, wow, you've really worn a lot of hats. And I was interested in revisiting myself.
Is that what it was like putting this together?
And there's a lot of great lessons in it. I think that kind of acts as a little bit of a, you know, also too, I wanted people, you know, when you're in a show like The Real Housewives, of course they get to know you, the audience gets to know you, but there's just so much time in the show. And it's very about then and now. And I wanted to give people, I wanted to allow people to sort of follow the breadcrumbs a bit and connect the dots. And so it sort of makes more sense a little bit, these things about me, Richard, you know, hosting Bluestone Manor, the fact that I've lived sort of so many places, you know, it's much bigger. If you guys saw the frosting, I wanted to kind of give you the cake. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that. I'm looking at the digital version of this. It's really, really good. And one thing I think people like about you is that, you know, you have all of the little spices that we need to keep you interesting, like on a show like Real Housewives. But there's just a streak of real through you.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's one of the best comments.
You broke up there.
I think the audience is very smart. And I think that they kind of, they can tell. You know, the audience is a smart audience. So I think one of the best compliments I've ever been given is when people meet me and meet and greet with appearances or just on the street. They'll be like, oh my God, you're just like you are on TV. I'm like, well, it's called reality TV for a reason.
You know, I don't know how, you know, hands-on you needed or felt or chose to be with putting something together like this. Obviously, you know, you sign off on it. But, you know, I mean, writing a really good book is having really good people to help you kind of rein things in and really cut down and put things where. What was that process like, just to, like, find people that, one, you could trust, and two, that, you know, hey, look, I'm not only, you know, I'm going to give it all. I'm going to give it all to you, but I'm trusting you to kind of rein me in so this does well.
Well, I'll tell you what was a big help. I talked to everyone first and told them I was writing a book. So I kind of got the okay. Because I think when you write a book, you have to make sure you write a, for, you know, your, it's your story. And you don't want to sort of tell someone else's story. And I was especially careful when I talked about Hannah, you know, the kids.
Right, Paige and Hannah's
father, Hannah's stepfather. Because, you know, that was such a... I don't think I ever really revealed. You know, everybody heard about Richard. They knew that he was my husband. But he was sort of restored by the time I spoke about him. You know, we could talk about him as the husband, as the person. But no one... I've never really spoken about what the journey was to his, you know, death and how the family had to sort of walk that walk. And it really brought... so interesting. It brought me much even closer to his kids. You know, we're close already, but it even, they were proud of it. That made me very proud. And Hannah, my daughter, who's an incredible academic writer, she helped me with each chapter, and she really pulled it out of me because I'm a great talker, but I'm not a great writer.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
like
sure.
It really was a hard exercise for me. It did come naturally, you know, and I just had all kinds of people around me that were rooting for me. Also, too, I wanted it to read as if I was talking to you.
She is Dorinda Medley. She's got a brand new memoir. She is from Real Housewives of New York City. Dorinda, I appreciate you hanging out and hanging through. I'm dying to ask you. I've heard rumors they have asked you to come back. I've heard rumors you will not be coming back. You aren't. Where do we stand right now? Have they even asked you to come back to Real Housewives of New York?
Well, no, I'm not back. I mean, I think there's a lot of people have asked me that, and a lot of people would like me to come back. That's the good news. So we have to leave that one up to Andy Cohen and the powers that be, right? They haven't even finished their season yet. And they don't really make decisions about that going forward. I know people think we have this big in and they're calling us all the time, but it really is, they're in it right now. And when it ends, they kind of take their pause between seasons and then they make a decision. They collectively make a decision based on whatever the characters are, how they did, what the season looks like. And then it all happens very fast. But I'm open to everything.
Right.
Listen, I just let it roll.
Is it like, where do these things break down when things go, do they break down in money? Do they break down in like different, like other agreements? Like I've always been curious where the shows like this kind of do break down and you lose someone that you're like, oh damn, or, you know, let's get them back. And that talk arises. Is it oftentimes just,
you know, there's a lot of layers in, I think, the decision making, which I'm not even part of. And I've never been engaged in it. And I think for each person, it's a different thing. Some people do it for the fame. Some people do it for the money. Some, for me, I did it because I kind of was at the point where Hannah was off to college. Richard had passed. I kind of felt like I'd been Dorinda Medley, Dorinda Sincala, Dorinda Lynch, mom, wife. But I was like, you know, I'm going to just do this. It was almost therapeutic for me. And I really can't say anything bad about the process. Listen, it's tough. You put yourself out there. But you got to be, I mean, I don't think people give these girls enough credit for how brave they are. It's not easy.
No, okay? I imagine it's not. You're really putting yourself out there in a lot of ways. And I have to imagine it's a stressful endeavor.
The things that come from it are endless. I can say 100% I wouldn't have written this book if I hadn't ventured into that part of my life and had the opportunity, because Simon & Schuster wouldn't have known about me. I wouldn't have thought about it. So, you know, all little things you do in life, they a lot of times lead to bigger things. So that in that way, it's been very good. Life's a quilt. You got to take the ugly patches and the pretty patches. That's it.
Make It Nice is the memoir, Dorinda.
Make It Nice is Dorinda Medley. Download the Audible. It's in my voice.
Oh, is that right? Don't tempt me with a good time. Check out Dorinda's book, Dorinda Medley, Real Housewives of New York. I want you back. I hope you come back. I hope people check out the memoir. I hope the memoir sells a bunch and they bring you back on Real Housewives of New York. And I hope you have a good rest of your fall and rest of your year. It's great to have you up and at 'em in the morning.
Thank you.
Wake up with Up and Adam in the Morning.
For Up and Adam in the Morning, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, I'm just calling to tell you that this morning, you are slaying it.
On Up and Adam in the Morning.